Vâng.
Game?
This call is being recorded.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, James.
What?
Yeah, it's Aubrey with Local Splash. Can you hear me?
How you doing, man?
Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Ah, man. Could have been better, brother. Could have been better.
Oh, man. Hope nothing terrible has happened today.
No, I just, just a couple things that's related, but then, I don't think this is going to be a fit for me, to be honest with you, man. I just don't think this is going to be a fit. I don't know if it's the time zone disconnect. I'd rather have something that's more of a personal touch, somewhere I can contact easily. I've been talking to somebody in the local aspect of business, but the fact that, I just can't even get on a Teams call, I mean, like, 7 temps. I got 19 emails. I've talked to 3 different people that, like, explained to them, listen, I already rescheduled this on the email. Why are you still calling me? You know, like, at this point, it feels like solicitation. It don't even seem like a service that I want to work with somebody on. I don't think it's a fit for me.
Yeah, I could definitely understand that. In terms of, how they're contacting you, remember when we were, getting the onboarding going on and when I was telling you the quickest way to get results as fast as possible is we need you, involved in your campaign, right? In order for us to even get started on anything, your account management team has to go through their account editing and quality control with you, right? That's one of the reasons you're not really seeing any progress, because they have to get in contact with you, right? It's your dedicated account management team, your Google team, and your Meta team, right? These are the people that are literally behind you to handle everything you need when it comes to your account. Right?
No, I get that. Listen, I understand that I don't got business going because it's me right now. I understand that. And there was, the biggest thing was I just wanted to sit on a call and have a face-to-face conversation with somebody. So we had to reschedule a few times. It was because of me, that was my availability. But then it was miscommunication, whether it was Pacific time or Eastern time zone. I confirmed, because they kept pushing it. Before I said, hey, listen, I can't do it on these times. I don't know what happened. Then the response back was, okay, well, this is the availability. I said, well, I can't do it the rest of this week. Let's go for next week. And then never confirmed the time yet. And already I'm rescheduled for another day. And I'm getting phone calls and emails. And I go, listen, I didn't give you a date and time. So then we did. We finally confirmed today's date and time. And I'm like, I can't even get a link. I'm trying to call somebody to talk to them. I can't get through to anybody. The extension that's presented on the email, which is one of 17 emails, goes to nobody. So I'm like, overall, it feels already disconnected with a service and a company I don't want to pay for. I don't want to jump in bed with somebody that I'm like, I don't have direct touches. And the time zone difference is a bad taste in my mouth as well. I'd rather deal with somebody local that's in my time zone that I can talk to on a regular basis for any type of service I have. And be transparent with you, I'm the most, we'll say, technically involved in my business. So the other people that I'm going to have communication are not at all. So if I can't get in touch, if I'm struggling or I'm having a hard time communicating with this company already, it's not going to work out.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely understand that. So here's what I suggest, right? I understand what we've had going on so far has been a bit of a disconnect. Okay. We're 2 weeks in, right? Let's focus less on like refunding, right? Because the money's already been in there, right? We've already bought the space for you, right? We've already done the application process. We've got things started, right?
Mm.
So, since you've already spent the money, right? Let us go ahead and handle this for you. Just give us another month.
Are you saying the money's not refundable? Are you saying the money's not refundable?
Correct. Yeah. Remember when we were going over the voice verification when we were onboarding? It was charged that day in the non-refundable amount of $549, right?
Okay.
It's been
That's fine.
About 2 weeks. So since it's already there, right?
Okay, well, that's cool. I'm still not moving forward. So that's fine. Local Splash can take that. That's cool. But I'm done. I'm not doing any more business with them. I'm definitely not paying no more money. I don't want to do any more business with this company. So no direct reflect towards you, brother. You don't run the organization. my interactions with you have been good, but unfortunately you don't run all the operations there, man, and you're not the day-to-day. So, you know, like I said, I know I'm definitely good. I'm all set.
All right.
So whatever I got to do is submit my formal cancellation or something like that to make sure there's no reoccurring billing or anything like that, because I really never established any service yet. So whatever I got to do to cancel it out, let's get it rolling, please.
Okay. I'll go ahead and make a note to the team. You're sure you don't want us to try to get things in line for you?
100%, brother.
All right. I'll go ahead and make a note for the account management team. We'll go ahead and get that squared away for you, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Enjoy your day.
I'll see you.